Did you know there is a website dedicated to exposing employers of illegal immigrants? It's called WeHireAliens.com. It's asking people to report on employers and neighbors and anyone they think could be using illegal immigrant labor. And as Steve Cuevas of member station KPCC reports, it can all be done anonymously.
I'm curious to see how the website works. How can I become what creator Jason Rotchek calls a citizen patriot?
Yeah, there's a link on the left under employer information. It says add an employer. You click on that link.
The former Army officer turned computer software designer logs on to show me.
And it'll bring up a form. It'll ask you, you know, what industry. And then down here is where you actually enter in the information you have. And we tell you to be as specific as possible.
Rotchek says if an allegation sounds plausible, it gets posted. These tips, submitted anonymously by people all over the U.S., are also forwarded to U.S. immigration authorities. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesperson says the agency is aware of Mrocek's website but does not use it as part of its investigations. In fact, ICE discourages people from posting these kinds of allegations on a public website. But this hasn't discouraged Mrocek. He believes the website is deterrent enough for employers just thinking of hiring an illegal worker.
If I do this, I may end up on a site like this. I may end up reported to ICE because the American public is starting to really sit up and take notice, and it's no longer business as usual.
The allegations on WeHireAliens.com are never verified. The accused employer is never notified. More than 2,500 of them have landed on the site since its launch in 2005. Juanita Barajas didn't know someone had accused her of hiring illegal immigrants until contacted for this story.
And I think they just want to give us a bad reputation up there.
Barajas runs Louie's Nursery in Riverside, about 75 miles east of Los Angeles. She's accused of employing an illegal immigrant to deliver and plant trees. Barajas says she'd never hire an illegal immigrant. And besides, the contractor in question is actually a U.S. citizen. Barajas could get herself removed from the We Hire Aliens website, but it wouldn't be easy. Website founder Jason Rotchek tells employers they must first submit detailed evidence proving they did nothing wrong. He suggests hiring a private eye to do an internal investigation. Short of that,
you know, your recourse would be contacting an attorney and, you know, proceeding with potential, you know, a defamation claim.
Beth Gaudio is head staff attorney with the National Federation of Independent Business, which represents hundreds of small businesses across the country.
I would hope that the individuals that run this website would be willing to remove a business's name before that, because the last thing a business owner wants to do is institute litigation.
Jason Rotchek says a few people have threatened to sue him, but they never followed through. To some people, though, like Logan Jenkins, this presumption of guilt smacks of a McCarthy-era-style witch hunt. Jenkins is a columnist with the San Diego Union-Tribune. He says he may have hired illegal immigrants to do some yard work without realizing it. He may do it again. So he turned himself in to the WeHireAliens.com website. Then he wrote about it.
You guys are going to tar businesses on the basis of somebody's random remark. Maybe the best way to show the absurdity of this whole enterprise is to drown them in good names, as I put it. So I offered my own.
That was more than a year ago. Jenkins' submission is still posted on the website. Immigration agents, however, have never raided his home. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside, California.